From the interim director, Department of Transportation, and the airport director, requesting authorization to amend the lease agreement between Milwaukee County and Wright Height Holding Corporation to include an extension for an additional option term of 5 years upon the same terms and conditions effective December 1st, 2018. At our January cycle meeting, we laid this item over.
Supervisor.
Thank you, Madam Madam Clerk, and thank you, Mr. Chairman.
good cleanup. That was good.
I was paying attention to
there you go, there you go.
The one who's really
that's right, we know who's in charge. All right.
Madam Chairman, it still works. Yeah.
But, right, since I believe everyone's familiar from last month with this, and I'd like to move approval item four.
We have a motion to move approval item number four. Any comments, questions? Supervisor Jersey.
Well, if the committee recalls, we had this laid over last session. And just to get this perfectly clear, because I think both the resolution and the information on the agenda are a little bit misleading. It talks about an extension for an additional option of 5 years. Could we find out right now, the lease is 5 years. How many options are included, and what are we talking about with an addition?
Mr. Bateman.
Wright Height purchased the leasehold rights and hangar from the M&I Bank Corporation. And that agreement had another option that goes through 2018. Let me read this picture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You don't know your own report?
It's been a while.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct. And then this action would then be an additional 5-year option beyond 2018.
So through
2023.
Mr. Bateman, did you have an opportunity to talk with Colonel Metzger?
I called him after our conversation and left a voicemail, but did not get a call back.
Because if the committee remembers, one of the things I had asked is whether Colonel Metzger or the 128th had been communicated with. And I don't know if I made that clear, so I'll partly put that on my shoulders. But in effect, Colonel Metzger has been out of town. I was able to talk to him just before this committee. He just got back into town. But if the committee recalls, we've entered into a resolution which received supermajority support on the board floor with regard to the 128th and the possibility of relocating their gate to the north off of Layton Avenue. And there's potential. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but there is potential for these leases to be impacted. And I, for the life of me, don't understand why we want to extend these leases through 2023 when we have that resolution sitting on the table with a potential for really impacting the costs if we have to relocate hangar space. Now, what I did find out from Colonel Metzger this morning, and the whole sequestration thing in Washington, D.C., is affecting this because no one knows where we are right now with regard to the military budget. There's potential that we lose the 128th, which is going to be a huge loss for not only the South Shore but the entire Milwaukee region. A $73 million economic impact per year because of the 128th being in existence there. Colonel Metzger actually had some interesting news for me, and that is because everyone is trying to find cost savings, there is potential, and maybe this is a little bit sensitive to be discussing in this meeting, but I tend to prefer to have things discussed in the open, so I'm gonna just plow ahead. There is potential for the Naval Reserve, which is across the street from the Coast Guard Station, to join the 128th in terms of land sharing, et cetera. Now, all of this has to be brought before these boards and discussed. But what I get very concerned about is these options to renew leases, which are going to push more expense on the county with regard to if we ever realize, first of all, maintaining the 128th at the airport and changing their gate off of Layton Avenue, which would solve myriad of problems. It would solve their security problems going across the railroad tracks and the potential extension of 794, and increase their security. So they are very much interested in wanting to do that. And if anyone has visited the airport, and I'm not afraid to state this, and I represent a district around the airport, the northeast quadrant of the airport is screaming for review of land use. It is a area of the airport that has hangars that were basically built in the World War II era or close to it, some newer, but it is general aviation. I'm not saying we don't want general aviation at Mitchell. There may be continued general aviation there or a moving of some of those hangars. But it is screaming for highest and best use analysis of a very active airfield, Mitchell, and quite frankly, the whole Aerotropolis Corporation is looking at how you make better use of our airport. And these extensions,
Mr. Bateman, do you have a map so the supervisors know exactly where Supervisor Durgan is talking about? Because that's one of the issues that they want to know. Where are you talking about so that everybody can have an opportunity to be on the same page with you? You still have the floor.
I have a passport right here.
Flip
it
over. So everybody understand where Supervisor Durgan is located. Okay.
I had to turn the passport off before there's transit.
Okay. All right. Now, Supervisor Durgan.
Yeah, well, and Mr. Bateman, if you point out where the northeast quadrant is, please.
The northeast quadrant that is the area of discussion in this committee report is this area here. Where it's that Layton Avenue is right here, and there's the tracks, and here's the 128th International Drive.
And Mr. Bateman, could you describe what kind of hangars are in that northeast quadrant?
It's private and corporate aviation hangars of various vintages. I mean, there's some that were built in the 2000s, and there's some that are very old, like Supervisor Churches describes. And like I said, it's a combination of corporate aviation and private aviation. And there also are a couple of buildings that are T hangars, which are hold about 12 airplanes in a T formation.
And just while you're up there, show us where the 128th is. And right now they exit that base off of Grange Avenue, which crosses over railroad tracks and the potential 794 extension. And it compromises the security of that base, which the 128th has complained about quite a bit. There is potential, and this board passed a resolution that would allow the 128th to go over the north section from the base or the easternmost section and allow them to exit on Layton Avenue, which would actually increase the security in that entire area. Now, that northeast quadrant includes some hangars that look like Quonset huts. I mean, just to show you how old these things are, that's the one area of the airport that has not in any way been touched or redeveloped. And with Mitchell becoming as valuable as it is, the highest and best use of that property may not be the continued use. Now, I'm not in any way suggesting, I'm not suggesting that we're going to take away their leases at this point. But for us to be giving options and extensions through 2013 or 2023, when we need to review these issues, and especially given the fact that the 128th doesn't know where they are with regard to sequestration, this is not a good time, and I'm going to ask my colleagues on the committee to again lay this over to the call of the chair until we get answers to these questions. And Mr. Bateman has an opportunity to talk to Colonel Metzger, and we get better information before we tie our hands on this and ultimately increase the costs if we ever succeed in doing these things. Thank you.
Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One, I would hope that we would not lay the item over. Let's be realistic here. The federal government, you're going to, you know, because of some, you know, fantasy or pipe dream that they want to reorganize some little military unit, you know, in Milwaukee is somehow, like, they're worried about that in the Pentagon. This is so far from reality and so far from taking place that it would be, it just doesn't make good business sense for us at the airport to not to go forward with these lease amendments. And so I just think that we have to run our airport in the best manner possible that makes it accessible to business and commerce in the best way we can. And you know what? The Pentagon's got a bunch of money. Congress can do whatever they want. If they want to come in and change the routes for the 128th and how they access that, they're going to do it regardless of what we think here at Milwaukee County. So we have to take our interests first and say, you know what, what's in the best business interest of Milwaukee County and for our surrounding communities is to extend these leases. And I think that's what we need to do today. And if you want to sit here for 10 years, I'll be glad to bet you, you know, whatever you want, that we're still going to be looking at a different entrance or talking about a different entrance 10 years from now when it comes to the access for the air group. So I just want us to move forward on this, and I don't feel that we need to wait. I think it's in the best interest of Milwaukee County. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We have a motion to lay over to take precedent and move approval. We have Supervisor Haas. Anyone else after him?
Okay. Maybe. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me say quite simply, I concur with Supervisor Weishaupt.
All right. Supervisor, thank you. Supervisor, let's go.
Just for Mr. Bateman, Mr. Chairman, a question about how the lease, whether there are any, how does it treat this issue if there's a need to relocate someone? Or, you know, does it have a formula in terms of how we buy them out, or is there some way to limit our exposure? Because otherwise, I guess I don't know why we're giving them the next 5 years.
You've been to this committee. Until you be called on, you don't say nothing right now, right? Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Are you finished? Mm-hmm. Corp Counsel, it is a pleasure that you came forward. Will you please answer the question?
Yes. Supervisor, all of our hangar leases at Mitchell contain a section regarding condemnation, and it sets out a formula for defining leasehold interest for purposes of compensation.
So I guess the follow-up, Mr. Chairman, is the extension of granting them an additional 5 years at this time. Are we essentially doubling the amount we would pay them if we had to condemn their lease?
It depends on what capital investment they put into their property. But I don't know that I can say a specific amount. It's dependent on what they invest in the property over the period of time.
And would you say that, I mean, well, I guess they can speak for themselves, but I'm assuming that their argument for why they need the additional 5 years is that they intend to make a capital investment. Okay. So we expect that we're going down a road where they are going to make some additional capital investment. And I guess I'm wondering, how does the airport respond to this scenario, this future scenario? We're just sort of ignoring it, or are we giving it the same probability of happening that Supervisor Weishaupt pointed out? Or how I'd like to understand how we're responding to this, or why we don't seem to, the airport doesn't seem to share the concern about the increased economic cost if we have to vacate this in the future.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, if the guards' plans do manifest, which is very unknown right now, it's just talk today, it will be years. The agency environmental and regulatory approvals that have to be met are Herculean. and it will take years for those processes to be done and approved. You know, in the meantime, I don't think we should wait, you know, for those to occur, because it will be a long time. We've got lessees, we have corporations that need to go on with their corporate life, and I think we have to continue to run the airport. The adopted master plan of the county board adopted shows this as the northeast hangar area. So if this should come to pass, then you would need to amend that master plan to reprogram it as military. But the adopted plan today is northeast hangar area. So I think that in the meantime, we should proceed with running the airport, and if it should come to pass, then there are clauses in the lease, and there's even, I think there's a federal government clause in the lease, too, where they have the rights over the airport. I think it's required by AIP assurances to make changes if they see them in the federal interest. And the amount of money we're talking here is not significant. So, for the total area, okay, and so I think if the Guard is successful in convincing the Pentagon that this is the way to go in Milwaukee, this is chump change into the whole investment that they'd be making to make this work.
I appreciate that response. Thank you.
Any other comments? Sir Jerzyk?
Well, I just want to point out to the committee, number one, we have passed a resolution. So I don't agree with Supervisor Weishaupt's comments that this is, you know, just some unthought of future plan. And technically, Colonel Metzger's not here. I think if we had an opportunity to hear from the Guard, you might have an entirely different impression. And the one response to Mr. Bateman is with regard to the cost. Mr. Bateman is assuming the cost is going to be on the Guard. That is an undetermined question. Those costs could be on the Guard. They could be on Milwaukee County. It could be a shared responsibility. I just do not understand why the board wants to plow forward on extending leases. We can leave the lease alone as it stands. There's a five-year option right now. It takes them through 2018. We can make decisions like this next year or 5 years from now. But to give them this option, and also then to therefore make other hangar owners in that northeast quadrant feel that they're going to be entitled to similar treatment, which is what goes on. All of these hangar owners start to compare notes, and they start to request the same kind of provisions. We are not harming ourselves by waiting an additional meeting. Permit the Guard to come here and address this committee. Unfortunately, Mr. Bateman was able to talk to Colonel Metzger. I'll take the blame for that because I perhaps didn't make that clear last month. And I only was able to talk to Colonel Metzger 5 minutes before the meeting. So I don't know why we want to rush this decision-making. And quite frankly, I think these additional five-year options with the value of the airport becoming what it is, and even the Aerotropolis starting to question whether we have done the best planning for highest and best use of the airport land, remains out there. So I'm going to ask my colleagues to support this one additional extension. Let's get all of the information on the table so that maybe the proper action is to deny this request. Thank you.
We have a motion to layover. Madam Clerk, call a motion for layover.
Weishaupt?
No.
Borkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
No.
Bowen?
Aye.
Mr. Cheer?
No.
3 ayes. 4 noes, the motion to lay over has failed.
Madam Clerk, we have a motion for approval. Please call the roll.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Mr. Cheer?
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no, the motion to approve is approved.
Madam Clerk, item number 5.